There is this thing. Do you realize
what is there is this thing?
Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing
on.
There is this thing going on.
What?
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Hour. Today is October 1st, 2021. My name is Sarah Jesmer, and I'm going to be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg and the Gunnegahaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K sore.
Kitten.
Camp.
See, wait. Sandrofish. U. Unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one.
T. T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
First news. Health Minister Christian Dubé announced this week that venues will be able to operate at full capacity starting on October 8th. An example is the Bell Centre, which has the capacity to seat 21,000 fans. At least 89% of the province's eligible population has had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 84% of residents have had both doses. And this week marked the one-year anniversary of the death of an Atikamekw woman, Joyce Echaquan. She arrived at a hospital in Joliet, Quebec, with stomach pains last September. The provincial coroner says she soon died of a pulmonary edema, but that racism and discrimination were factors in her death. Joyce filmed herself being refused care by nurses who made racist remarks towards her. Atikamekw leaders are continuing to push for provincial support for Joyce's principle. It aims to guarantee health care for First Nations people. Provincial officials have refused to back the principle because, in part, it states that systemic racism is a root cause for discrimination in healthcare. Quebec's government has publicly denied its existence. This anniversary comes in the same week that the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal officially cut ties with efforts to change the regional foster care system. The shelter officially left an advisory council created to improve the Batshaw foster system. The shelter director, Nakuset, says that's because Batshaw has continually not addressed the presence of systemic racism within their own operations. You're listening to Off the Hour on 90.3 FM.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Depuis toujours, les infirmières prennent soin des patients avec cœur et dévouement. Aujourd'hui, c'est à notre tour de prendre soin de ces professionnels en valorisant leurs compétences et en assurant rapidement un meilleur équilibre entre travail et vie familiale. C'est également l'occasion pour les personnes qui ont quitté le réseau public de revenir prêter main forte avec de meilleures conditions. Plus que jamais, nous avons besoin d'elles pour améliorer la vie des patients. Pour en connaître davantage sur notre plan d'action, rendez-vous à québec.ca/infirmière. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Welcome back to CKUT's Friday Off the Hour. The time is just after 5 p.m. My name's Sarah Jesmer, and up first on this episode of Off the Hour, thousands gathered and marched together yesterday from coast to coast. It was Orange Shirt Day, a day to remember victims and survivors of Canada's lethal residential school system. Orange Shirt Day began in 2013, but yesterday marked the first day that the Canadian government acknowledged it as a federal holiday. It's also known now as the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Montrealers met at Place du Canada yesterday to mark the occasion together, despite Quebec refusing to give its workplaces a day off. The gathering was organized by the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal and the Assembly of First Nations Quebec Labrador. We're going to tune into the audio from that gathering, from beginning to end. The event was streamed by the Assembly, and the audio that you'll hear has only lightly been edited to adapt it for radio. This was Thursday, 1 p.m., at Place du Canada.
Like the south side of the street so people can go up. Northwestern Ontario, and she was, as a small child, in the Mackinac residential school in Vermilion Bay, Ontario, about 25, 35 miles off Highway 70. And her parents and sisters also were in there as well, and her parents met there. So throughout our lives, we have shared the troubled legacy of the residential school system, and just the pain and the suffering that came about. And that's among the living survivors, which is transgenerational. And we are dealing with all of that now. So for all of the talk about reconciliation and healing, not enough has been done. We are here to walk today, to gather today, to remember everybody on this day, okay? Those who never came home. This morning in the Gunawagi, I started my day at 7:30. And there, we decided to have something of a birthday celebration for all of those children who never came home alive, whose graves are only now being found. And that hasn't been completed yet either. So, I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm happy to be here, but I had to be here. I'm here with an old friend, Shisani Picard, and we were just talking. You remember my son when he was a baby, when we were students at Manitou College. And I bring it up because it's very important, because that period of time, before even people were talking about self-government and all of those things, some of which have become kind of bad words in our own communities, the first call that I remember was Indian control of Indian education, and Manitou College was the result of that response to that call. And so it became a pool of people, young people coming together, and many of our nations in the province of Quebec had never seen each other. But we came, we intermingled, and in a lot of cases, our nations intermingled. And coming away from that, it lasted for 3.5 years. But the result from that education are significant in itself to this day. And just Lynn, as the head of the AFNQL, is one of the products of that, whose work, all this working life, on behalf of the Indigenous people of Quebec. So,
listening to an episode of Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is audio from a live stream recorded on Orange Shirt Day in Montreal on September 30th by the Assembly of First Nations Quebec Labrador.
Il reste des allocutions.
Deux, trois personnes à prendre la parole. On va attendre un peu, s'il vous plaît.
Je sais que c'est pas facile. Je vous remercie de votre compréhension. Good. Juste un peu plus loin. Good. Good. Bon.
C'est bon.
On a besoin d'un changement partout, dans
chaque gouvernement municipal, le fédéral, le provincial, toutes les institutions qui font encore l'oppression contre les peuples autochtones. Il reste encore beaucoup de travail à faire. We are mourning. We are people who are multi-generational survivors of a genocide that was accepted by every citizen in Canada. And for those of you who are immigrants, it's your first time here. This is the country that gave you protection from despots, from authoritarianism, from communism. This is the country, this is the first peoples of the land whose feet you, who you're walking on. This is our land. No amount of roads and pavement and policies and laws can change that. So please. Just like those in Indian residential school, place put in their tongue when they spoke their language. And this is in Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia, Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, all under the care of people who are supposed to protect. Don't let that happen again, please. Your laws, they're not for us. They're here to oppress us. Your laws, your justice system is to make sure that there is an erasure of Indigenous history in this land that claims to be a human rights defender. Your children deserve better. Our elders and survivors deserve better. And the children who came home deserve to be remembered. Don't make this the last demonstration that you come to. Don't make this the last thing you do for those children who never came home. Look into the Indian Act. Look at how traditional governments have been undermined and marginalized so that we are not part of any decision-making process. You ignore us for the colonial institutions of bad councils, who are also our people. I have nothing against the people in bad council. I have a problem with the institution that is there for the federal and provincial governments to continue to steal our land just as you stole our children. Enough already. Merci. Thank you.
Yes! All the people!
Thank you. little bit of a job. Don't worry.
My grandma worked
here
the other
feeling
Чавано, Эдем Вишно, Гибетно.
want to march now?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we start walking.
I want to speak.
You're listening to an episode of Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is audio from a live stream recorded on Orange Shirt Day in Montreal on September 30th by the Assembly of First Nations Quebec Labrador.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. You are just listening to live audio from the city's 2021 Orange Shirt Day at Place du Canada. It was recorded by the AFNQL, and the event was co-sponsored by the Assembly as well, in partnership with the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. I'm Sarah Jesmer. And as always, we'll leave you with some news you can use. The Montreal municipal election is approaching in a little more than a month on November 7th. The CDC Plateau Montréal is a community organization, and they're hosting an electoral debate on Tuesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. You can find more information on their Facebook page at CDC Plateau-Montréal. And if you're looking for information about municipal politics, check out the book launch for Montreal, A Citizen's Guide to City Politics. It's nonfiction written by leaders of community organizations. They'll be talking about what's at stake and what's possible in the next election. That's online on October 5th from 3 to 5 p.m. next week. For more information, you can find the event's hosts, Fourth Space Concordia University, on Facebook. And lastly, the organization Checkpoint is offering free and anonymous substance testing as a preventative measure against the increased local presence of fentanyl in recreational drugs. They will be at 1300 Saguenay weekly on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday afternoons. And that concludes Friday's edition of Off the Hour, produced by Montreal's Community News Collective. The collective includes Brian Jefferson, Alice Wu, Kate Addison, Joel Salmadal, and me, Sarah Jesmer. For more information on anything that you've heard tonight, or if you want to be a part of this, or support news produced by and for the Montreal community, please contact us at CKUT Community News Department at 514-448-4041, extension 7000. That's 514-448-4041, extension 7000. Or find us at newsintern@ckut.ca. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at Off the Hour Montreal, or connect with us on Facebook. Search for us at CKUT. Stay tuned for Cafe coming up next on 90.3 FM. See you next week.
One, two, three.
Esto es únicamente una prueba. Uno, dos, uno, dos.
In Montreal.
CKUT. All the rhythms, all the music, all the time.
90.3 FM.
McGill University's fourth annual Queer History Month is taking place this October. The featured keynote presentation is taking place from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October 1st, with entomologist Jessica Ware of Rutgers University. Join in later in the month for more exciting programming, including a chat with an elder session from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th, a zine-making workshop on Thursday, October 21st from noon to 2 p.m., a trans and non-binary in academia panel discussion on Wednesday, October 27th from 6 to 8 p.m., and finally, a queer open mic night with performances by Opera Queens on Thursday, October 28th, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Visit the Equity at McGill webpages, www.mcgill.ca/equity, for a complete list of Queer History Month events organized by McGill's Office of the Provost and Vice Principal Academic and their partners. Queer History Month will be opened and closed by Elder Gawenodas Sedalio Fazio. The goal of McGill's Queer History Month is to raise awareness, advance education, and increase visibility of 2S LGBTQIA communities by recognizing their histories and contributions, building bridges, and bringing together McGill students, staff, faculty, and alumni, and Montreal community members.
Bonjour tout le monde, ici Eve Laurence sur les ondes de CKUT. Vous êtes à Café, votre émission d'art et culture. Cette semaine, on a une entrevue qui a été réalisée par notre collaboratrice Esther. Ben non, pardon, elle a été réalisée par Alex, mais avec Esther.
C'est compliqué.
C'est compliqué.